This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, more than 50 African Americans convert to Judaism in a small southern Illinois town.
First, aid to China to help recover from the devastating earthquake. A Russian plane arrived today with 30 tons of food and blankets for Sichuan's provincial capital, Chengdu. This is the first international aid to reach the region.
Japan has pledged nearly $5 million in cash and supplies, and France says it is sending a cargo plane loaded with tents, sleeping bags, tarps, and cooking kits.
The earthquake is spurring private relief efforts here in the U.S. as well. Nearly one-fifth of San Francisco is Chinese American, and for many, the distant disaster feels very close. From member station KQED, David Gorn reports.
On the top floor of Chinatown's First Baptist Church, about 30 recent immigrants are taking a literacy class. Teacher Mimi Wong is talking about the subject on everyone's mind, the 7.9 earthquake that shook central China Monday. She has an envelope at the front of the class for people to make donations for earthquake relief. Even though these immigrants don't have much money, they slip a check into the envelope on their way into or out of class. Wong tears up as she asks her students when they first heard about the earthquake.
We are just kind of sad. That's why I'm a little emotional. He just said that it's so sad inside that we are just numb with grief.
None of the students in this adult literacy class is from the quake region. Like most of the Chinese American population in this area, they come from southern China. They may not have friends or family members affected by the quake, but, says Wong, they all still feel the full weight of the disaster.
Yeah, because we're all Chinese. We are bonded together.
Later, Wong says she'll walk that envelope, stuffed with donations, down to the local Chinese newspaper, Tsingtao. The advertising office there is collecting money to give to the Red Cross. The paper ran a full-page ad asking for donations. Editor Tim Lau says the response so far has been overwhelming.
When the readers read about the ad, they go straight to our local office in San Francisco, Chinatown, and there's a line out there. People are lining up to donate money to the earthquake victims.
At the head of that line to donate is Marina Liu. She says that everyone in her family, her father, her brother, her sister, they all plan to give. In fact, when the newspaper tries to take her picture because she's the first one to donate, she says no. She doesn't want any kind of special recognition.
Everybody already shocked, you know. I mean, even though we are not living over there, right, but we are Chinese, we're still already shocked for everybody around the world, you know. Everybody should be doing something.
Cross the Bay Bridge to Oakland. This working-class city has a partnership with earthquake-ravaged Mianyang, China. They're friendship cities, similar to sister cities. Oakland City Councilman Henry Chang was born in China and says he's visited Mianyang about a dozen times in the last decade. So far, he hasn't been able to reach anyone he knows there.
There's over 7,000 people that die from that, and also at least another 18,000 is right now still buried.
Chang has offered to send a search and rescue team from Oakland to Mianyang. It's the same crew, he says, that went to New York City after 9/11, and he says it's one of the few teams in the country that specialize in finding and pulling people from collapsed buildings. Chang worries when they arrive in China, it may be even more chaotic than September 11th.
Well, when I heard 7.9, knowing the type of structure over there in China, mostly like bricks and reinforced type of structure, so I know that it's going to be really tough.
Chang's learned from his many trips to Mianyang that it's a poor city and will take years to rebuild. The Chinese-American community here in the Bay Area has been willing to step up in the past. After the Indian Ocean tsunami, the Tsingtao newspaper group raised more than $1 million. This time they expect donations will far exceed that total. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn in San Francisco.